Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Live from New Hampshire, it's Saturday night. With special musical guests, Captain Kickass. Although he won't be doing any music or singing or playing anything.
And your host is Chappelle.
I'm just here, and I'm not really even a guest, really. I guess in the first chair, I'm kind of required. So I don't know what I'm saying.
You should name your band something else, so then you can introduce your band as the musical guest. And it would still just be you, but it would also be like Captain Kickass and the Freedom Fighters, right, or whatever.
Talk about a one-man show.
My favorite...
On bass, Captain Kickass.
I play guitar.
On guitar, Captain Kickass.
My favorite sort of like something-something and something, like it's the guy and then like the name of the backup band. I learned this from Dr. Demento. It's Tom T-Bone Stankus. Stankus is his actual last name. Tom T-Bone Stankus.
Wow.
And the Front Porch Rockers.
Nice.
The Front Porch Rockers, I think, is the greatest, band, second, and my band, the Front Porch Rockers, right? Like, I think that is just such a great band name. And it's too bad they took it because, man, I really wanted to take that.
Now, if you could run into problems picking these names and then forever on down the line telling people that my name's not Hootie.
Hootie and the Blowchunks. That was my name for that particular outfit when they came out because I just really didn't like them.
Mm.
Yeah. There's something. Can you talk into your mic?
A little bit.
There's a little something going on there.
Got gremlins.
Yeah. We'll look at that during the break. Let's just make sure. I believe I found the problem and solved it just in those 2 seconds.
All right.
So
loose cables.
Yeah. Bad connections are bad audio, and we don't like that here on Free Talk Live. What we do like is...
We have creamy radio audio, or whatever that was.
Bad audio is a hate crime. Right? Wasn't that...
Something like that.
Wasn't that Michael Dean's bit, his slogan, if you will?
No.
Yeah. That is weird. All right.
So I guess I got crunchy audio.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, you're crunchy.
Yeah.
You know, I come from a long line of captains, right? Crunch, Picard, Kirk, right? Kangaroo. Mm. You know, like there are several captains who, precede me. So, although Captain Kickass is older than... It's not really older than the internet, but it's older than the commonly adopted internet.
Mm.
Right? Because I had that nickname before, during the forums days, right? Like before MySpace.
It was your handle.
Yeah, it was my handle, yes. Because the first rule of the internet, of course, was don't put any of your real, quote-unquote, real stuff online. Your name, your address, your phone. Don't be dumb like some of these people. I still see it to this day on, the Facebook or the Twitter or whatever social media platform you happen to be on. Oh, hey, everybody, I just want to let you know we're going on vacation in 2 weeks. We're going to be gone for 2 weeks, and we'll be on a boat. And, we've got somebody babysitting the dogs, and, we're just tidying up the house to make sure nothing goes wrong while we're away for 2 weeks. I'm like, could you just paint a big target on your back?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and tell us what the address is so that we know where to rob while you're gone for 2 weeks?
Yeah, yeah, It's
keep talking. Don't talk. Not talk about doing anything.
I just didn't want you to break it because you were slamming on it.
You said smack it.
I was giving. That was the signal to check the plug.
Oh.
Yeah,
Is that what that signal is?
I was doing this, not this, Richie Rich. For those of you folks at home who can't see
what we were doing. No, that is for checking coaxial cable.
We were gesturing a male and female connector is what we were gesturing with our hands here in the studio.
Well, there's a male and female connector
in
there.
I wasn't doing it in a way that was meant to be dirty, and then Richie Rich, of course, took and ran with it and made it dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
So what did we title the show today? I don't even remember.
I don't Libertarianism. Know. I wasn't titling it.
Libertarian philosophy, dangerous?
Dangerous.
Dangerous? Quote-unquote. We'll get to that, but first, I want to
talk. People might start thinking, who knows what they're going to do when they do that.
I was thinking about...
I want everyone to think for themselves. That way more people will think like me.
But but how do you get people from the place that they're at to begin thinking for themselves?
Threats and violence.
Bribery.
Well, no, that's the wrong way.
Oh, okay.
Like,
well, what Pico said then.
Bribery?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. No, this is a legitimate question that comes up from time to time. Well, no, seriously, like, why bother learning economics? I mean, it's a pain. So why would you bother?
Most people don't.
Right. Most people are not interested in it in the first place.
Yeah.
So they would have to become interested in economics in order to learn economics. And why would you do that? Well, if it's the difference between being rich and being poor, that's why.
Yeah, quite honestly, what got me looking into just money, right? We'll call it economics, but I mean, like, well, what is money?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everybody, they're like, oh, it's dollars. Well, no, because money is a global thing.
Not even the dollar's a dollar.
Right. It's
the dollar has a definition. It's like in the federal code, and it's not what you carry in your pocket.
Yeah. It's a human construct, or at least a primate construct, because even primates will use things like rocks or colored stones and even that kind of thing as a weird
currency. Well, as I understand, it was meat that usually gets used.
Right. But coming back to the dollar, I read this week. Since gold has now reached its all-time high.
Yeah! Woo!
This week of 2000.
Finally broke 2,000 for the month.
Yeah, it was 2,000.
Because, like, it would pop up over 2,000 for a day and then immediately crash back down.
Yeah.
Like a few times.
But since that happened, what that means is that your one U.S. dollar today is worth a penny compared to the U.S. dollar pre-1913.
Mm.
So in 1912, right, before the first steps of taking the dollar off the gold standard, right, you're holding on to a penny from the OG dollar back when it was actually pegged to gold,
right,
when it actually was backed by something of value.
There was another headline this week, similar vein, but it more in to do with inflation, that the individuals now, in order to maintain the same standard of living they had in just 2021, need $11,000 more dollars this year than 2 years ago to maintain the same standard of living.
Have you gone grocery shopping? Mm. Have you paid your electric bill recently?
My electric bill's like pretty
okay,
pretty
but like, have you gone out to a restaurant?
Yeah, no, because I can't afford it anymore.
I was reading something on, I think it was maybe the Twitter, I'm not sure where it was, but somebody posted, took a family of six, two adults, four children, to, like, Panera, right? Mm-hmm. And it was $76. And, like, in my head, I'm like, well, that seems cheap.
For Panera? Okay.
I mean, for, like, if I go out, I mean, granted, I'm drinking alcohol, right? So, like, I'm going to have a cocktail, right? I'm going to order my meal. And that's, like, $50.
Yeah.
Right. No matter where I go, I can go to a chain, I can go to mom and pop. I mean, almost everywhere I go, it's right around the $50 mark. That used to be $20 some time ago.
Mm-hmm. Dinner for two at McDonald's is like $30 now for two adults.
That's what I mean. Like, like the fast food is almost as expensive as the sit down chains. Like,
what happened?
Yeah. And then Biden's all like, oh, yeah, there's no inflation.
No, it's potent price hike.
And my boss, ignorant to these things, right, will like literally tell the employees that asking for a raise is what's causing all this inflation.
Oh, God.
Like, it's your higher wages that's what's making this spiral out of control.
You see, it's having a cart behind the horse that makes the horse go forward. That's how it works.
I have called him out on this, you know, because I don't care. But to prepare, and I don't know if he's doing it on purpose, right? Because if he's doing it on purpose, so he doesn't have to give raises to a whole bunch of people, like tactically, well played. Right, but I think he's just ignorant.
No, most likely he is repeating the talking points of the media that he consumes.
NPR. Because
that is one of the places that they will point the finger of inflation is, oh, it's all those workers demanding wages. And another place is, oh, well, it's all those prices that that the greedy corporate overlords are raising.
Well, that's what Biden said this week.
Yeah.
Right, inflation is down. You guys start lowering your prices.
It's like, shoot, man, I knew we had this golden age where all of the corporate overlords were just not greedy.
Yeah.
And I guess that's over.
Let's get
now
back to that.
Let's see if I can find the quote from Biden. Any corporation that has not brought their prices back down, even as inflation has come down, even as the supply chains have been rebuilt, it's time to stop price gouging. Dear Mr. Biden.
Stop gaslighting us.
Right.
If you're going to be a leader.
Jerk.
If you're going to be a leader, then lead, and you go ahead and reduce the government tax burden on everybody else first.
Right.
Stop raising your frickin' prices for the non-services that we never asked for, we don't want, we don't frickin' need.
Please, master.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you didn't lower your prices back down to what they used to be, has that ever happened in history?
Why don't you lower the military budget back down to 1913 levels, Mr. Biden? Give us all a break.
Right? Like, my whole experience of the dollar has been post-1913, and I look at all of that time, it just keeps getting more expensive. Everything, every price, goes up. And here he is, pretending that's not the case.
Well, generally everything goes up in aggregate, and then you have like the technology sector, where as technologies advance, right, they can reduce the prices because they gain economies of scale, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But that's against the inflationary pressures.
Right.
Right.
So it would be even lower
without
those pressures.
Yeah. And that really is the uncountable theft that they've they've made is we can count, okay, I can estimate that, okay, this basket of goods has gone up 10% or what have you, but what I can't count is how much would it have gone down.
Yeah.
I have no idea how cheap things would have been if they were not stealing from us by printing money.
Yeah, when the flat screen LED TVs came out, they were $1,000. You know, thereabouts, a little more than that, right?
Yeah, now they're sub 200 on Black Friday.
Yeah, you can get, you know, $200 50-inch LED TV, but how much cheaper would it be if it weren't acting against the rest of that pressure? Right? Would it be $50?
Right.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. How cheap would cars be if, A, they didn't have ridiculous regulations forcing them to be a certain
medical
size if they're
going
to be a certain thing, and B, if they weren't being priced in this thing that keeps getting printed.
Medical care is so bloated because of government regulations that it is easily a factor of 10x of what it should be. And you can do a little bit of math on this yourselves. I was told there'd be no math here, but do it at home by just comparing the regular medical industrial complex and their fees, your insurance, the procedures, all the stuff you, and compare that to the almost completely free market of eye care, right? Because you have, I mean, it's still a medical procedure. It's still a medical industry, right? But hardly regulated at all by way of comparison.
Right.
And, like, eye care is easy, convenient, fast. It's everywhere. I can walk 5 minutes down the road and get an eye test if I need one, you know? So, like, How much cheaper would everything else be if it also were as unregulated as some of these other healthcare items?
You have these fights over, do I have the right to try an insufficiently tested medical treatment when I'm going to die? That is what we're fighting over. Yeah. Will you let me try this insufficiently tested thing when I have run out of other options, when what we could have is just let people try what they want?
Let me ask you a question about the eye care and the dental thing.
Okay.
Right, because for whatever reason, those two items are generally excluded from company-provided medical care. And there are people from your medical insurance that you get through your employer.
They generally. They can be, yes.
Okay.
And having worked in tech, they generally were included as, but they were a separate item for sure. Right. It wasn't like one thing. There was like, we give you full medical, and then we also have dental and vision. Right.
Right.
Yeah. And, it was definitely a bonus.
And the reason for this is that the insurance companies are not required to include optical.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Is that a good thing for the optical industry and the optical consumer that it hasn't been bundled in by requirement for all these years, which is why you can get it fast, cheap, easy, and convenient.
Well, I don't know if that's what impact that has on the industry.
Oh, it's definitely part of it is because you have a free floating
price low. It's a good question.
Like instead of the price of that going up with everything else, because that's part of it is that, oh, well, how much is it to get a hearing aid?
Yep.
Well, I will never know because that is being bundled in with all of this other stuff. And it's being overly regulated.
Yeah.
So if I could separate that out, then we might find out how much that particular thing costs.
On hearing aids, you might find out soon. You can get hearing aids over the counter now.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
That was a joke, yeah.
I know. Yeah. That's why I ignored the joke and focused on Peakless's actual
You could
question.
Have given it like a half giggle or something.
Okay, back to you, Peakless.
All right, Sam. let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Unscreen the caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
Hey, this is Zeffin.
Hey, Zeffin. You're live on the radio. What's on your mind?
So I just wanted to call about AFP National's decision recently to endorse Nikki Haley.
Who and what?
The Americans for Prosperity.
Well, yeah, okay, thank you for explaining the acronym to our listeners. Americans for Prosperity have what now? They said Nikki Haley's their girl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've endorsed Nikki Haley, which is really disappointing because Americans for Prosperity is supposed to be a libertarian group. It's supposed to get some of that sweet Coke money. But apparently the
K-O-C-H, not C-O-K-E.
Right. They're not in bed with the CIA.
Right, exactly.
Well, they're endorsing Nikki Haley, so who knows at this point?
Yeah, good point.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I think that this is the sign that, unfortunately, this organization on a national level has fallen to the military-industrial complex, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate. But within New Hampshire, the most based affiliate of AFP, there's been dissension amongst the ranks of people. There's a person that's been organizing there for a while, Chris, who on Twitter, announced that he was, basically not going to put any energy into this effort, you know, because his principles come first. And he's putting his job on the line, because he believed in Americans for Prosperity as like an organization that could espouse libertarian values, like particularly in New Hampshire. But to see this happen, like basically nobody that I know that works in the New Hampshire AFP office, like is appreciative of this decision.
How are they rationalizing the endorsement? Like, what's their reason?
Basically, their main reason is they just want Trump to be defeated.
Okay.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah. Well,
that's on both sides.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Well, but I think the way that they view it is that Trump, they think, has a very low probability of being reelected. And so they want to support somebody that they feel like is going to have a higher probability of being elected, but is also, you know, not a Democrat.
I don't know how you get to that conclusion. Like, how do you decide that Trump has a low chance of winning?
Like, he's going to be in jail in Georgia.
Yeah, that actually increases his chance of winning.
Not if he's in jail in Georgia.
No, have you looked at this every single time that they're like, oh, we're bringing him up on these charges? His popularity goes up.
His popularity goes up, but if he's convicted in Georgia, he, like, is no longer eligible.
That's not true, actually. No, you can be in jail and get elected president.
Serve his term from jail in Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay.
The worst part about all of this, though, is that I would rather have Joe Biden win than Nikki Haley win.
Yeah.
Because she is terrible.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No, she really is that bad.
Oh, that just...
Yeah.
Made me queasy inside just hearing that.
Right?
Yeah, and I don't take that lightly, you know, because we've all seen how horrible Joe Biden's been. But I think that one of the main things that's inspiring her to run is to make it so that World War III becomes a reality. You know, and for no other reason but to, like, increase the profits of the military-industrial complex. So it's really unfortunate.
Yeah. Do we have a definition for World War III at this point? Can someone tell me, like, what it will take for World War III to be, like, a term that's going on?
That's a good question.
Well, I would say.
Russia's at war with Ukraine. China's at war with Taiwan.
Yep.
North Korea, South Korea, whatever.
Well, so China isn't America, at war with Taiwan yet.
The United States is at war with its own citizens.
Well, and it seems like there's war all over the world, but no world war.
Well, and so that's the difference. Having wars, plural, okay, between different countries, between Ukraine and Russia, between, you know, if China does go to war with Taiwan, but Taiwan is not defended by America, then that would not be a world war. That would, okay, be a war in the world. But if you have a single war where, like, Russia and China are on one side and Europe and North America are on the other side, that would be World War III.
Okay. So America has to be a part of it.
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, so because
America versus Russia is still just a war, right? It's not a world war. It's just two countries.
If you have a situation where America and Russia were at war and China stayed out of it,
okay.
Then in theory, your microphone.
It's not.
Sorry, I'm trying to fix it. Go ahead.
Yeah, then in theory, you could have a major war that is not World War III.
Okay.
But once you have all of the superpowers involved.
Just going back to Americans for Prosperity for a second.
Way to redirect,
Evan. I just wanted to put an asterisk on this, which is that it's the national organization that sucks. I think that, like, on a state level, AFP New Hampshire is still going to be a really big part in ensuring that you know, we get some good Liberty candidates. That,
who are they going to be endorsing?
Well, I did door knocking for them, like, during the last cycle, and they all endorsed really great, fantastic people on a state level. There was this one state rep candidate that I got to door knock for, Keith Ammons, who is by far the most friendly person to crypto, like, in the whole state house.
Yeah.
And I door knocked, like, 300 or 400 doors for him. And, like, he won by, like, less than 10 votes. So AFP basically paid me to ensure that he won. So it's still a very important organization.
Hey, Zephan, thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah, a tip of the hat to Chris for putting his livelihood on the line to do what's right.
Indeed. 603-283-6160. Are you willing to put your career, your livelihood on the line for what you believe in? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA News update. The ceasefire in the Middle East has concluded, reigniting the conflict between Israel and Hamas after a seven-day pause that facilitated the release of some hostages held by Hamas. Initially, over 240 people were held hostage, with more than 136 still in captivity. The IDF reports that six hostages have been killed, but their bodies have not been released. McDonald's making some major changes to their menu.
The Golden Arches saying that the new and improved burgers will include over 50 modifications, including their signature burger, the Big Mac. Those two all-beef patties will be cooked in smaller batches for a more uniform sear. There'll be more secret special sauce with lettuce, cheese, and pickles that will be fresher and meltier, and the former sesame seed bun will be a buttery brioche roll, with the sesame seeds more randomly scattered for a homemade look. I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Getting testy.
How testy are you?
This testy. That testy. Testy 1, 2, 3.
Three? Three testies?
Three levels of testy.
Is that like the girl from both movies, Total Recall, where they had the free-breasted woman? It's one of my favorite science fiction things ever. And like in both movies, it's just a short, you know, they just sort of breeze over it, right?
Right.
Like, oh, there it is, and they don't show it again. But it's amazing every time I see it.
I'm glad they did the recall in the second movie of that, because that was one of the most memorable things of the first one.
In Total Recall, the remake, they recalled the thing from the first Total Recall, which, what should they have called it? Total Recall Squared or something? Right? Like,
No, it's just a reboot.
Yeah.
Absolute recall.
Recall again.
Wasn't even the same guy.
Continuous recall. It is Free Talk Live, in case those of you listening are wondering, you know, who these guys are and what we're doing. If you don't know of us, we're at freetalklive.com. You can find out all about the show. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
The telephone number, if you would like to call, and there's several callers on hold, so if you aren't getting through, please keep trying. The phone number, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us. Before we go on, this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending.
In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project to have a decentralized autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Every month, 10% of the mining rewards go into a treasury. Anyone with one Dash to spend can put forward a proposal to the Dash masternodes. These masternodes vet the proposals and decide which ones move forward and are funded by the treasury. Nowadays, DAOs are plentiful, but Dash paved the way by doing it first nearly a decade ago. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies. It is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol, and it's in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. And again, big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us here at Free Talk Live 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. That's Dash.org. All right. We were talking about, what were we talking about, healthcare. We were talking about Biden telling companies
inflation
to lower their prices and stop gouging. How about government lower their price and stop gouging people? Huh? Mm. How about that, Mr. Biden,
yeah,
and all the rest of you government nincompoops?
Or only for the corporations.
Or let's be real about this. The actual price of government is what they print. So how about you stop spending way more than you take in taxes so that you print less?
They've never
you
heard
want
of
the
a
government to
budget.
Shut down Peakless?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking
of
them to do?
Of course I do.
Stay within their budget? Never going to happen.
All right, we got
I
more.
Mean, that's true. But, I mean, that would be the not hypocritical thing to do.
You want old people to die because they're not getting Social Security.
Well, if you count Biden as people, maybe.
We'll talk more about that, and we've got more in store. But first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Gigi in South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everybody. Richie, good to hear you back.
I haven't gone anywhere. I've been on more than I used to be.
Well, I didn't hear you for a few times that I called in. You weren't one of the guest hosts, so welcome back.
You might be calling
in
on Sundays again because I moved my days.
Yeah, we moved Richie from Sunday back to or over to Saturday.
Someone strong enough to take Ian's seat on Saturday nights.
Good to hear you back on the panel. I enjoy your contributions and your humor. Number one, I sent my weekly letter to Ian. Every week I send Ian a letter because I value this program.
And for those of you listening, we'll post a link on our social media with the directions and address of how you can write Ian. I will also post a link for
Number
how to write
Ian. Regarding the removal as United States Congressman from Nassau County, New York, Long Island, Mr. Santos, I have a question for everybody out there listening, as well as for all three of the hosts this evening. Understanding what the allegations against him continue to be, as well as the many, many charges levied against him in federal court, I am still asking from a constitutional perspective, and you know how crazy I am about civil liberties, everybody, was this in fact a denial of Mr. Santos's due process? A wonderful argument, in my personal opinion, could be made in that regard. That's just my opinion. And lastly,
I'll say no, but go ahead and finish your next point.
Okay. Separate from the rules of Congress, was it a violation of his due process accorded to every resident and citizen and non-resident in the United States, because the Constitution does not specify due process is only given to U.S. citizens. So that's my argument playing devil's advocate. And lastly, prior to this commercial just done, the captain asked anybody out there listening, have you ever risked your profession or career for something you truly believed in? Yes, personally, I did when I was a full-time professor at a public institution in Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I had a former mayor of the county of Miami-Dade come and lecture as a guest to my political science class. During the course of his presentation, he stated something as a declarative statement to which I vehemently opposed. I raised my hand. I stood up, ladylike and composed, and I gave my response. About 10 days later, in my office, my chairperson at the time asked me to send a letter to the mayor apologizing for my statement in response to his statement, and I refused. She brought me up on charges at a faculty meeting and wanted me terminated. I stood my ground, and I, at the time, was publishing on the appellate level in Florida, and my father was still a licensed practicing criminal court judge. And I called and I said, "Daddy, help me, I'm drowning." And we stood our ground and argued in the faculty meeting, and I prevailed. I didn't let her screw me over, even at the threat of being terminated professionally and losing my salary. So, Captain, I've done it.
Let me tie your 2 points together then.
Had you been
terminated, would you have considered that a violation of your due process rights?
Yes, sir, because we cited it. Oh, Richie, I like when you're there. We cited it in my presentation, both orally and typed and submitted. Yes, we cited the importance of freedom of academic speech on a university/college environment. We also cited due process of an open format that the college advocates in their statement and in their mission statement in particular, whether it's faculty or students, and the importance of equal protection. Amendments 5, 14 were both cited when I argued my position. You bet I did.
So employers need to justify somehow with regards to termination. They can't just fire anybody for anything.
In that case, they did.
Well, in general.
Well, I cannot speak in general. I only can go on what I personally experienced.
Hold on. So were you,
captain's question.
Were you working for the government at that point?
No, I was not. I was a full-time professor.
Then how could this possibly have been a like, if you, due process does not apply to employers.
Because I had not yet been tenured.
Yeah, and no, I think that they had absolutely every right to fire you for any reason or no reason, because that's how freedom of association works.
You.
Okay,
however,
well, when did their right to fire you stop?
I beg your pardon?
When did their right to stop associating with you end?
The chairperson claimed that my comment to the former mayor was wrong and inappropriate and caused, and I'm quoting now, controversy. That's what she stated in writing and verbally.
And as an employer, that should be enough. That's more than enough to disassociate from any employee.
However, when a university and or college publishes in their mission statement, "We uphold academic freedom of speech," it has to be protected.
Does that change anything, people?
So you held them accountable to their own mission statement?
I certainly did, yes, sir, including citing due process and equal protection. And the faculty committee voted in my favor. I was flabbergasted, but relieved.
Oh, I love that word. Flabbergasted is one of my favorite words ever.
Yeah, no, that absolutely does change it. So,
people, okay. You know that.
Yeah, no, I'd say that,
so does everybody listening.
Yeah, if it's in your contract, or if it's in the, like, foundation of whatever company, that here's how we operate, and then they stop operating that way, then they are defrauding you.
Okay.
So if you expect them to allow and even encourage free speech, and you act on that assumption, and then they punish you for speaking freely, that's them breaking their agreement.
Okay.
Well,
do they still have to associate with
me,
you? Lucky
for me, one of my students
if that is the reason
it,
for
and it.
It
was also recorded verbally, and we presented it at the faculty hearing, the second hearing. The faculty on the committee, including three of the deans, part of the administration, they all upheld my argument. And I, as I said, I was flabbergasted, yet relieved.
So now let's take it to the George Santos thing, expelled from Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Is Congress in violation because of something that he did? Or can they disassociate with him as well?
Well, I'm saying he has not yet been convicted.
I don't think
of
it matters.
Any of the...
Well,
let me finish, please. There has been no conviction of any of the 23 allegations levied upon him at this juncture. So,
are you done?
Without
due I still
process,
don't think it matters.
Can he simply be dismissed without being found guilty?
Yes, because an employer, depending on the employment contract per PCLIS, right, in general, an employer doesn't have to wait for you to get convicted of anything before just firing
you.
Okay,
I'm asking a question for general devil's argument's sake. That's all. I was thinking about it,
and
I spoke with... Well,
I know, I'm on Gigi's side on this. I think that's...
And many of them agreed with you, Richie. However, some agreed with me.
Okay.
No, I'm with Gigi on this one. So, as I understand it, and I could be mistaken here, but as I understand it, there's a very specific process for ousting someone from political position in the United States federal government, and that's where you charge them, and then as a result of indicting them, you bring them to trial, and then if they're guilty, then you can remove them from office.
That's why I'm asking this.
Right. Now, there's nothing in the Constitution about there being a vote in Congress to kick someone else out of Congress.
Well, then he ought just show back up tomorrow and go back to work.
Honestly, yeah.
Well, that's why I asked. You know, whatever we may think of him privately or morally has nothing to do with due process.
Right. I mean, Congress can get together and have a vote as to what pizza topping you ought to have on your pizza tomorrow for lunch. That doesn't mean anything at all to anybody.
Right.
But they can do it. Sure. In the same way, sure, you can get Congress together and have them vote on he shouldn't be here. But that doesn't mean anything to anybody. There's nothing in their powers, as they've agreed on them, that gives them this ability.
Well, then how are they doing it then? Under what guise or what excuse? What reason?
This is my question.
Because we no longer follow any kind of structure.
How are they getting away with this legally?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's nothing legal about this. He's being illegally ousted from power.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Gigi, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. I'm not up to speed on this because I rarely pay attention to politicians in the news and, you know, whatever kind of gyrations they're going. But apparently they asked him to resign several times, and now there's 13 charges the DOJ has levied against him.
Right. But that's irrelevant under standard employee-employee relationships.
Well, it depends on what you mean by that, because it varies from state to state. There are federal requirements as well.
Let's say morally than and ethically.
Most states have what's called at-will employment, which means you can be let go for any reason or no reason at all.
Allegedly.
And you also, allegedly, can just quit for no reason.
Right.
You can do a no call, no show. I'm done. You know,
right.
Kind of a thing. Now, I don't know how that pertains to somebody employed by Congress or the Senate.
Well, that's why they have policies and procedures. And if they went through some sort of policy, procedure, whatever, to take a vote to oust him, right, and that's in their bylaws somewhere that we're not aware of.
Which I don't think it is.
Okay. I don't know either.
Like, it might be, but I'm pretty sure it's not.
Right. But my suggestion is you can go through that process regardless of whether or not he's been indicted on any charge or no charges at all. If they just want him out and there is a process in place, it matters not if he's charged with one federal felony, 28 federal felonies, or zero federal felonies. The due process question is irrelevant to whether or not ousting him is above board or not.
Well, so the reason that this is different, though, like due process, it means a sort of different thing when you are government as compared to when you are an employee. So, like, as an employee, I have no right to go to trial in order to get fired or not get fired.
Well, but you, yes, you have no right to go to trial on whether or not you get fired. But if you get arrested for shoplifting and your employer goes, like, we don't want him here, and they fire you, and then you go ahead and you beat the shoplifting charge and found not guilty, you don't automatically get your job back. They weren't in violation of some employment contract.
That's true.
By firing you for the arrest.
That's true.
Right? It's a separate issue. They can fire you for being arrested. They can fire you for not being arrested.
Mm-hmm.
They can fire you for whatever reason they want. Right? And irregardless of what you're facing in legal land.
Yeah.
And so if Congress has...
Irregardless.
Irregardless. It's both a word and not a word.
It's eerie.
This is how we get clear communication here.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I just like saying it because I saw it on Mind of Mencia once, and it's just... irregardless.
Okay, so they're not an employer. That's not what's going on here.
Got it. But they, if there's... like what we don't know is whether or not there's a procedure in place to oust him.
And I'm pretty sure there's not.
Pretty sure there's not, but we don't know.
I think the procedure...
Let's examine this for both possibilities.
Hold on. I think the procedure is exactly what happened, right? They took a vote. He was expelled from the House in a bipartisan vote on Friday.
Yeah, that's not in there.
Dozens of his Republican colleagues joining Democrats and ousting him from Congress.
That's not in the Constitution.
Are they allowed to do that?
I mean, neither is the Patriot Act. Like, I mean, has that ever stopped these bastards from doing whatever they want?
Their ability to pass the Patriot Act is in the Constitution.
Let's not dive into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
They took a vote to oust him.
Yeah.
Is that legal or not legal, regardless of his legal problems with his 28 federal felonies?
Well, I think
it's super illegal.
Number one, you're claiming that. No.
This part I actually know.
Okay.
So this part of the Constitution was a big kerfuffle because it's been being violated for a good long time.
Okay.
So it originally... the selection of these representatives was exclusively and explicitly left up to the states.
Okay.
And then Congress illegally passed a law, well, specifically an amendment, changing the way that these representatives were selected.
Okay.
Now, that was itself illegal, and it continues to be done illegally.
Okay.
Now, this is that squared. So on top of the fact that your representatives are selected at a federal level instead of a state level, which is illegal, they are now not only selected federally, they are ousted federally, which not only is there no process for, they have no, at least according to their documents, they have no authority to do that.
Let me throw this back at you.
So, yeah, dude should totally go to work tomorrow anyway.
Let me throw this back at you. If he was installed illegally, then he ought not be there to begin with.
But all the people that are voting on him were also installed illegally.
Then none of them should be there, and he ought not go to work tomorrow.
Yes, finally, none of them should be there. They all ought not go to work tomorrow. All of them.
That's true.
Senators, you know, whatever part of government you work for, just don't go in because you've been installed illegally.
Yeah.
If you won a fraudulent election, you were not the president.
And the wild thing is that they've managed to convince people, A, that all of this could be legitimate ever, and B, that this particular way of doing this is legitimate. The Confederate States of America were never dissolved, so there is no legitimacy to the United States of America.
I want to tell you that just
even under their insane rules,
just by skimming this article now, I have discovered why the rest of the Congress critters are doing this, right? And it's so, I mean, once I read this to you, you'll be like, well, of course, right? It's because they're jealous that they didn't think of this stuff first.
right?
Go on.
The charges stemmed from fraudulent schemes and brazen misrepresentations that were meant to enrich Santos as he ran for Congress, said the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
Okay. So, they're all doing it then.
No, they are, but like he did it in a way that enriched him not once he got to Congress, but on his way into getting it. And they were like, why didn't we think of that?
No, they're all doing it. There's all misappropriation of campaign funds all over the place.
Okay, but he did it in such a way that they're just like, oh, he can't do that. We didn't get to do that. Like, it's, yeah, okay. Why didn't we get to? It's like, you know, when the ice cream truck comes rolling down the street and all your friends, you know, go to their moms. Hey, Mom, can I have a dollar or whatever to go get my ice cream? And your mom's like, no, you're not getting a dollar. So then everybody who didn't get a dollar is now voting this guy out.
Yeah. Still irrelevant to whether or not, and I'll take Peekless at his word, that they're not allowed to do it. Right. It's still a separate, it's still a separate issue.
There's that word.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. It's going to happen.
Okay.
I mean, they're not allowed to. This is completely bizarre, but it's still going
to
happen.
Okay. Well, then he should take his due process for this to court and challenge them for illegally ousting him or whatever.
Nothing warms my heart more.
Oh, dude, he should sue them for all of the money that he was going to make being a corrupt politician. There you go.
Millions.
That's the ticket.
Nothing warms my heart more than politicians fighting other politicians.
Right.
Government agencies fighting other government agencies. If the whole damn system could just sort of eat itself, I would be one of the happiest dudes on planet Earth. Period. And I hope it continues. I hope these guys do nothing but bicker and squabble with each other. I hope they don't work together at all to accomplish their evil, right? I hope they all get into arguments and fist fights and legal discourse and all that with each other, because it's way better for the people.
Duels on the Capitol lawn.
Something. Something. That would be preferable to war.
Okay.
Right? If politicians would just do, you know, have a duel, right? If you know, I don't know, like Putin and Biden, you know, somebody slapped the other one with a glove, right? Oh, it's a time for a duel, right? And then you televise that.
Thomas Massey comes out with a sling.
Make it a pay-per-view event or something, right? You know? That benefits some charities of some kind.
I was going to say, I'm not going to pay for a paper. I'm going to torrent it after the fact.
Well, I mean, I'm going to torrent it live. That's what I'm going to do, or otherwise... Whatever. Figure a way to view it live without paying for it, but
Buffalo Wild Wings presents,
because those things exist. There are ways to do that.
Yeah, I find live torrent streams to be plenty of.
There's not necessarily torrent streams; they're just live streams, but you can't access them in the U.S.
Okay,
so you have to do a thing in order to get them.
I tried that with one of the Conor McGregor fights and ended up switching channels like 20 times before giving up.
Yeah, it was something like, well, you know. It's all about preference. 603-283-6160 is the number here if you'd like to join us tonight. Still to come, we're going to talk about libertarianism. Is it dangerous?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.